Hello students, it's your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome back to another episode of the IELTS Plus English Podcast. Today's episode is a nice one. It's about friends. And it's going to be very important today to talk about the meaning of friends, describing friends, and the importance of friends in society. So before we start, check out www.jacks-english.com to get the free handouts and also the free handouts for every episode. We're on topic 19. And also, if you're in Korea, go to Yonguk Yongo Jack's English. That's a Naver cafe where you can get all of the free content there. Now, before we start today, a very important thing when you talk about friends is describing people. So let's play a game. I am going to describe to you one of my favorite actors. And I want you, I'm not going to tell you who it is, but if you can go to YouTube and put in the comments section your answer, please tell me which actor I'm talking about. Let's start now. This actor is a man. He's quite tall, I think, and he has curly, maybe wavy hair. He has his hair not long, but you know, maybe 4 or 5 inches long. I would say he is quite handsome. Some people say he's very handsome. Some people say he's not handsome at all. He's British. He is thin. He often plays very serious characters. When I see him in movies, he plays very serious characters. But in real life, he is actually funny. He's really good on talk shows. I like him a lot. He's a superhero. He has been a superhero character. So I've seen him in superhero movies. He also plays a very important role in one of the most popular dramas in England. I won't give you any more clues about that because it would be too obvious. Finally, he's got a very good London accent, so he's really popular for English learners, and I use him a lot in my lessons, and people who are trying to learn English, British English, they look up to this guy. One more clue as well. His name is long. Two names, so it's very long, okay? I'm not saying any more. Good luck. Give your answer in the comments. Today's topic, friends, part one. Let's start with that. Do you keep in touch with your childhood friends? I keep in touch with some of my childhood friends. The problem is I did move from my childhood area when I was 20 years old, so that's a long time ago, and I lost touch. I had some friends there, but I guess you could say we drifted apart. Next one. Do you prefer to spend time with friends or time alone? For me, it's really 50-50. You know, very often people wonder whether you are an introvert or an extrovert. In my case, I always say I'm an ambivert, which is in between. Sometimes I like to be alone. I like to have a book, have a hobby that is done individually, that kind of thing. But on the other hand, I really love socializing. I love meeting new people, and I love attending parties where you can chat to people. So yeah, in the middle. Part two, time is on the clock. I haven't prepared at all, as you know. The question is, describe one of your friends. Well, I tell you what, I'll describe one of my friends that some of my audience may know. His name is Luke, so I will go straight into the answer now. 2 minutes on the clock. I'd like to tell you about my friend Luke. A while ago, about 2-3 years ago, I saw in Seoul there was a guy doing very much the same thing as me. He was a teacher on Instagram making videos. I thought, oh, what a coincidence. I contacted him. I said, hey, how are you? Looks like you're doing something similar. Do you want to hang out? And he contacted back, and it turned out that we lived in a very similar area. So we met for a drink. we hit it off right from the start. We really got on very well. We had a nice drink together and we started meeting. We had similar hobbies, which was a very important thing. And we started, yeah, hanging out more and more. Let me tell you a little more about Luke. Luke is also an English teacher. He did live in Seoul, but he has recently moved back to his home country of Wales. He is a similar height to me, maybe a little shorter. And he's a good-looking guy. He's got lots of friends. He's also married with a young daughter, same as me. So that's one of the interesting things, is we do have quite a lot of similarities. For me personally, he became a very important friend because, especially business-wise, we were doing exactly the same thing, so we were able to help and advise each other. We could try things and give each other our feedback. That I think that was so important, so that gave us this thing in common, which was wonderful. In the future, although we live in other countries now, I hope to see more of him, and that is my time up. So you may know, if you are my subscriber, there's a good chance that you know Luke as well. If you don't, check out his channel. He does all of the Duolingo tests. So if you go on YouTube and type in Duolingo practice tests, you'll see Luke, and he's got a wonderful business which will help you with the Duolingo test. So, part three. Do you think friendship is important? I think friendship is incredibly important. I think it's vital, in fact, for us to deal with our problems, for us to, you know, be able to share our feelings and to grow as human beings. I think sometimes we can get a little isolated and not realize how important people are and talking is. So yes, I would say friendship is very, very important. Just to let you know, of course, if you're trying to emphasize something's very important, then you can use a word like vital, imperative. Just try to know these synonyms, or in this case, extreme adjectives that can emphasize your point. Another one, what do you think is the best way to make new friends? Well, I think as you get older, making new friends becomes a bit more challenging. But there are ways. I would say the best way to make new friends, firstly, is to be proactive. Find people online and reach out to them. Maybe you see someone in my community, it's one of my students, and you think, you know what, they look very similar to me, and reach out to them, and you may turn out to be wonderful close friends, which is what happened with me and Luke. Alternatively, you could join some kind of hobby group. I think that's a good way to meet new people, hang out with them outside of that group, and you may be lucky to find someone very similar to you. Finally, do you think social media is changing the way we relate to our friends? I think social media is making some huge changes to the way we deal with friends. I don't know if it's always been this case, but sometimes I feel like because we have access to so many people, that there are people who just use you. So we call those people fair weather friends, people that just use you when they need something and when everything is good, but when things get bad, they abandon you. It's just easier to make new friends and to fall out with friends. And I think that's one of the problems with social media, both with friendship and also dating. Right, there you go. Some honest thoughts there on friendship. I think friendship's so important. I think it's really, really important. And as I grow older, I see the value in friendship and community more. But I won't bore you with my thoughts. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And just please give me that like on YouTube or on whatever platform you are using. And I hope you have a fantastic week. Do not forget to study incredibly hard. And I'll see you next week for our 20th episode. We're halfway next week. So have a great week and see you soon. Bye-bye.